Captain McDuff had been trying to tell Johnny they'd checked the boxes and made sure there were no explosives while still asking, what was this stuff? All the while being mystified how Johnny had sent a message to the compound without it being known to the sentries. And was it all right that they had let Kerr bring it? He was flustered. He had a cyclo running around flapping chains, and Johnny was laughing.
And you want...
said Johnny to Kerr.
I want out of that prison!
Wailed Kerr.
They hate me because I was over them. They hated me anyway, Johnny. I know machines. Didn't I teach you to run every machine there is? I heard they have a machine school over at what you call the academy. They don't know anything about those machines. Not like you and me do. Let me go help teach them like I did you.
He stood there so pathetically, so pleadingly. He was so convinced he had done the right thing that Johnny laughed and laughed. And shortly, Kerr's mouth bones started to grin.
I think it's a great idea, Kerr.
Said Johnny.
Oh, yeah.
At that moment, he looked up and saw a frosty Robert the Fox in the door. Johnny shifted to English.
Sir Robert, I think we have a new instructor for the schoolmaster. It's true he's a great machine operator and he knows them all.
He smiled at Kerr and said in cyclo,
terms of employment, a quart of Kerbango a day, full pay and bonuses, standard company contract omitting only burial on cyclo, right?
He knew very well Kerr probably had buried a few hundred thousand credits on his own. Kerr started bobbing his head emphatically. He had held a few hundred thousand against a rainy day. He held out a paw to bash paws with Johnny. That done, he was about to leave when he turned and came very close to Johnny, speaking with the cyclo equivalent of whispering.
I got one more thing for you, Johnny. They put Turl in a cage. You watch Turl, Johnny. He's up to something.
When the midget cyclo had left, Robert the Fox looked at these bales and bales of money.
Job bribery. Comes high these days. Turn it over to the council.
He was laughing.
This is galactic money, isn't it?
Said Robert the Fox.
I'm going to contact a Scot named McAdam at the university in the Highlands. He knows about money.
But he was wondering at seeing Johnny dressed. He was more than glad Johnny had cheered up, even though he thought the lad foolhardy for letting a cyclo so close to him. One rake of a set of claws could cost one half his face. Then he realized Johnny was hobbling forward, going out. He looked his question.
I may not be able to hold the sky up, but I don't have to wait forever for it to fall either. I'm headed for the compound.
He had to talk to the Chamco brothers. He had heard they were making absolutely no progress on repairing the transshipment stage, and without that, they never would find out about Cyclo.